Anything you could bring up, George, that about Bernie that that Bernie's
you're making it sound like a celebrity roast.
Well, yeah, of course.
Did you get to the fact that Bernie built the new car?
No, we didn't. Yeah. We didn't.
If it hadn't been for Bernie, we'd still be talking about it.
Right, wow. Of course. George, why don't you fill us in a little bit about on the resurgence of the Pacers' altered race car?
Well, going back just about, I guess it was November of 2009, mm-hmm. We were sitting around Billy Lynch's shop, and we were talking about, you know, let's build something. So Billy said, let's redo the Tasmanian Devil. So I said, geez, that'll be great. But I said, if we're going to do it this time, it's got to be exactly the same, down to the last detail, down to the last decal, if you want.
Yeah. Right.
And we said, well, who are we going to do? And he said, Bernie's name came up first.
Right.
So
right.
Dennis Quintone, myself, Billy, went over, talked to Bernie, and said, hey, Bernie, how about doing this for us? And Bernie kind of, you know, right away agreed. He said, well, only one problem. We got to get it done right away. Right away in Hot Rod means next to never. But yeah, with Bernie's help and Bernie's skills, we worked on it. He got it. Scott researched it, got a lot of the information and the measurements for the car. And he was down to Bernie's. He gave it to Bernie and gave some pictures that we had, and Scott did a lot of research, and anytime Bernie had a question, Scott went home and either looked it up in some of the magazines he had or went on the computer and got in touch with different people that might have some of the measurements, and the next day he was back to Bernie, and we kept moving.
Yeah. I have to say, George, for people who haven't seen it, the car is absolutely gorgeous.
Between
Bernie's chassis work, Billy's engine work is just stellar. It rivals any show car.
And it really does look like it did back in the 50s and 60s,
and
right?
It sounds good too.
Oh, it sounds real good.
And that's the thing that really, you know, really jazzes me up about this hobby is when Scott reaches out to other guys, other racers, they'll give him the information. It's not you know, guys will they'll play nice. They'll actually share the information to bring a resurgence together like this, which mm-hmm. I think is great.
Cuz it brings them in the limelight too. And that's what I think is important. It's something, it's a time and an era that's long gone, and we're looking to bring it back.
Right.
Very true.
The other thing I forgot to mention, along with, you know, Billy and Scott and myself, was Roy Miller.
Right, Roy, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Roy is one of the key, you want to say, the key plugs in this car, putting it together. When it comes to money, you know, you need somebody that can help you with the money, and Roy was a big help on there and a big addition to what we were doing.
Yeah, certainly all the cogs in the wheel made up the team. It wasn't any one single effort.
So, George, when are you guys all going to get together at Billy's shop and discuss building the original rear-engine dragster that Bernie had?
Well, that's kind of up to Bernie. I don't think the days are long enough for that now. Bernie's got so much on his plate.
Well, they're getting longer now. It was nice and light this morning. It's staying a little light later. I don't know.
You know, the other thing, besides making the chassis for the Tasmanian Devil, Bernie did up the headers.
Yes.
Yeah.
And those, I think, you know, Bernie's not a guy to swear, but I think he probably said a couple words under his breath putting those things together and getting them to look as great as they did.
Yeah, we were talking about that before the show, George, because I had the pleasure of seeing them, excuse me, in raw form as welded. And I was, you know, Ray brought me into Billy's office, the other office, and said, look at these headers. And I just sat there in awe. And said, this is beautiful. It was really a work of art. It was a shame to have to plate them. It really was.
Really?
That's how nice they are.
Wow. Amazing.
So, yeah.
Well, they're not plated. They're stainless.
They had to be polished then, I guess,
yeah,
right? Right. Before they were polished.
Yeah.
Right.
They're stainless steel.
Right.
Wow.
Unbelievably beautiful.
Yeah.